Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 713. Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning, what's up?
Sup, you ace. Well, I would do the forecast, but it's garbage, so I'm
you know what? I'll tell you what the forecast is, dude. Mosquitoes.
Yeah?
I forget the coronavirus, dude. I'm all eaten up. I just noticed that. I'm starting to scratch in my arms. I'm like, God, dude. And I look at my arms.
Watch out for that triple E, man. I don't even know if that's going to be a problem this year.
Yeah, I was wondering, is that coming back? Or
I have
might
no
as well.
Idea. Yeah, might as well. You know, we got coronavirus. We've had World War III. We've got murder hornets. Australia was on fire. Yep. Yeah, let's bring back triple E. It's fine. It's fine. Just go for
might
it.
As well.
Anyway, let's get to it. Your morning dump. Now that we're depressed.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, this is interesting. Obviously, with the coronavirus happening and dates being non-existent, people are doing virtual dating. We've talked about that. We've seen a huge spike in numbers. People are on dating apps. They're doing Zoom dates and video dates, whatever you want to call it. But this is actually causing a boom in another industry, and that is a company selling fake muscles and fake boobs to help people on their video virtual dates.
Are these the things you put underneath your shirt, makes you look bigger?
That's exactly it. So women and men can buy fake muscles, fake boobs, and then put them on, and then hopefully score that second date.
So it's like that thing that Aquaman has on that one commercial where he takes his body off and
exactly. You're a piece of garbage. You're a potato sack body, but with this you can get the body of your dreams, and then and like I said, score that second date.
If you think about it, women have been doing it the whole time, stuffing their bras, you know, this make believe. You know, I've seen it. You know, you get there and you spend a lot of money on the date, and she's stacked at the dinner table, but later on in the night when all that stuff comes off, what happened? Like a beanpole.
Yeah. See, that's why I never got into, like, stuffing the shorts. Because, to be honest, it's all going to come out in the wash eventually. If you get to the point where it's time to get naked, all your secrets are going to be out. And either it can go one of two ways. One, the person will be like, well, we're already here and I'm kind of horned up, so let's do it. Or they're going to be like, you're a phony. You get the hell out.
This guy's a phony.
So, so keep that in mind, folks.
The only time I'm going to stuff my pants is if I'm going to go hang, no pun intended, with the guys at the YMCA. Because you got to be packing some heat if you're going to be swinging around the Y bathroom.
What's going to happen, though, is you're going to walk in there with your stuffed shorts, and they'll be like, hey, nice package. Whip it out. And you're like, I can't. I can't. I'm shy. I can't. Yeah, you can't go use the shower in your shower shorts stuffed to the – because they'll be like, oh, that's fake. There's no way.
Look at this guy in his bathing suit with his massive balls.
If he's really packing it, he'd have that whipped out right now.
Right.
There's no way that's real. That's a fake package. It's a fake donger and balls. So
I know what you're doing.
I want people to realize though that that's great. Maybe you hit it off and you get. But if you all of a sudden see them then in real life and you got small little boobies or no muscles. It's not good to start off on a lie. Don't start a relationship off on a lie. There you go.
Phony!
Compared to 2019, sales of alcohol purchased from stores has increased in a big way week after week, and it shows no sign of declining at this point. Have you noticed yourself buying more booze there, Hunter?
No. No. Who's listening? Yes, absolutely. I think everybody can mark that. Anybody that can drink. I mean, if you can't drink, that's one different story. But anybody who is indulging, yeah, absolutely, man. It's you get bored. You gotta have an extra drink.
SNL got in some trouble. Speaking of people who can drink, two weekends ago they did a skit called "Let Kids Drink." Oh, it was a song, and it was funny, but people were like, oh, my God, how dare you? And it's like, first of all, it's a joke. Relax. They're not obviously letting kids drink. Well,
they do it in Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hell, beer is basically water over there. France, kids are drinking and smoking by the time they're two.
It's a Brox over there.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what's up? Ha, 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 wee, wee. That's all it is. Nice. So people stocking up on booze. We're buying it all. Lastly, I hate to end on a sad note, but we have to pay tribute to comedy great that was lost over the weekend. A legendary comic actor, Fred Willard, died on Friday of natural causes. He was 86. Obviously, he's been in so many great movies, bit parts. Probably best known for the movie Best in Show, which is fantastic. If you've never seen it, unbelievable. He was an Anchorman. He did a lot of stuff with Everybody Loves Raymond. Just a great actor who will be missed. He unfortunately ran into some issues not terribly long ago that involved a adult movie theater. But luckily, that has been all passed. And we're like, eh, whatever. Do your thing, man. It's fine. Forget about it. So here's a montage of some of the best bits from Fred Willard.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
She has really given him a thorough going over. Are all judges that thorough?
Very important that all the attributes are examined. Teeth, eyes, ears, gums.
Am I seeing right? Where's she putting her hands now?
She's just checking out the dog's testicular area to make sure.
Hate to go out on a date with Judge Edie Franklin, have her judge me.
Right, but I think my son is just going through a phase. I have no idea where he would have gotten a hold of German pornography. But you and I are mature adults. We've both seen our share of pornographic materials. Oh, you never have. Right, I'll stop by the school a little later, Sister Margaret.
I start by saying how thrilled we are to have you here. We are such fans of your music and all of your records.
That's right.
I'm not speaking of yours personally, but the whole genre.
Remember me when I have passed away. Remember that I lived and died, as you will too one day.
That's actually very pretty.
Well put. That? Oh, I don't know. Who knows? It's an old poem. Probably some old guy dead and gone.
We're going to miss you, Fred. All right. That's your morning dump.
T's and P's.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.